On this episode of The Everyday Strawman, we speak with Judy Miyagawa of Madison for Kids and how we can help kids stay involved, engaged, and continue to stay healthy. We also recap our annual exercises play event success and some of the activities that were involved.
Welcome to the Digmund Fitness Podcast. Digmund Fitness is a place where families can become injury-free and have fun with functional exercise. We want to improve quality of life by preventing pain, reducing risk of injury, and improving function at work and at play. We promise to deliver the best tools necessary to help you restore your body and revitalize your life. Revitalize your life. Revitalize
your life. Welcome to the Everyday Strawman Podcast. The Everyday Strawman Podcast is brought to you by Digmund Fitness, a place where individuals can train hard with a group but have the individual focus at the same time. Everyday Strawman training at Digmund Fitness means that we train with functional equipment, whether individuals sign up for a contest or not. Head over to digmundfitness.com to learn more. Welcome to this episode of the Everyday Strawman as we recap our annual exercises play event hosted by Digmund Fitness and talk with Judy Miyagawa from Madison for Kids.
Hey, Corey.
Madison for Kids is a charity that helps children-based organizations in the greater Madison area to be healthy, have confidence, find inspiration, and to learn. So let's go ahead and welcome Judy here. Before we dive into the specifics of what you do, Judy, how you do it and all of the other fun aspects with Madison for Kids, let's talk about who you are and how you got into, you know, I guess this position right now.
Thanks a lot, Corey. I have been in nonprofit work for quite a long time, raising money for our local zoo, raising money for the Arthritis Foundation, and it kind of occurred to several board members that I had that a lot of the money being raised was being spent on large salaries and maybe not even staying in the local community. So there was a passionate group of former board members who decided, you know, what's important to us are our children and raising money and keeping it local. So we're going to start a local charity for children and you're going to run it. And I'm like, okay. So that's kind of how it started. It's been really exciting.
Nice. That's awesome. So you're Madison. You've been in Madison all your life, right?
I'm born and raised in Madison, Wisconsin. Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. So what what are the things you do for your career right now and in your family? Maybe kind of feed us with a little bit of personal life.
Well, I'm a mature woman, kind of getting up there in a little bit of years, so I've had quite a few different jobs. Always seems to come back to wanting to help kids, and so it's been really, really great for me. I do have a job. In the community, I work for John Goldstein, a private wealth advisory practice with Ameriprise, and John is actually very instrumental in getting this charity going. As a financial advisor, he wants people to make good financial decisions, and so part of what I do for our practice due diligence is to look up charities for folks when they ask me to. There are several watchdog websites that you can go to, and you can look at three numbers I tell people: the income of the charity, the expenses the charity has, and how much they're paying a top executive. And oftentimes, the expenses exceed the income, and the executive is making six figures. So guess what? Your money is really not going to the cause. It's going somewhere else. And so it's been really good for us to be able to help people to learn that. And as far as our charity goes, there's just passion there, and people love the fact that there is no paid staff. We're all volunteers, and the money's going right back to our kids right here in Dane County. So it's pretty specific in the areas that Corey mentioned about health and education and having confidence and hopefully find inspiration for these kids to pay it forward in the future.
Okay. Yeah, let's kind of go back and talk about when and why Madison for Kids started and how many people you have actually helping you.
Well, I guess I'll go back to the Arthritis Foundation. I was working there. I had several large events, actually southwestern Wisconsin, and we had quite a few events. The Arthritis Foundation decided to regionalize, and for folks that don't know what that is, lots of grassroots fundraising efforts seem to do very well when you have local people raising local money. Well, what regionalization did was created 10 regions in the United States. And it was kind of done for convenience, I believe, for the national executive director so that he would only have to visit maybe 10 regional directors as opposed to 50 chapter presidents. It really doesn't work because you lose your grassroots efforts. For instance, Wisconsin was put together with North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota. And when that happens, the finance office moved to Minnesota, which tied our hands in Wisconsin. We couldn't get a raffle license because the money wasn't staying here. When people ask me, Judy, does the money stay here? I had to be honest and say, not entirely. And so it kind of got difficult, and I know that they have had a really hard time. They're not doing so well anymore, and that's kind of unfortunate because they're almost a 100-year-old organization. But the board members that I had, they were not real convinced that regionalization was going to work either. I wasn't convinced. Of course, my boss wasn't convinced. And therefore, the Arthritis Foundation decided that I wasn't going to work there because I really wasn't buying into regionalization. And I didn't. It didn't work. So I kind of exited, and the board that I had, there were 19 board members, got together, and they decided, you know what? This is just not cool. We want to be able to raise money. We want to keep it here in Dane County. Judy does a great job. We've seen that over the last several years. So let's start our own charity and let's have her run it. And that's kind of what happened. So mm-hmm. I do have, currently I have 14 board members that are really active in our community. Everybody's involved. We're a working board because we are all volunteers. But it's really exciting. We have raised quite a bit of money, and we've given over $110,000 in grants to kids in our community right now.
Wow, that's awesome. Maybe kind of dive into how individuals can help and how can you kind of spread the word to communities so they can reach out.
Well, we have a pretty cool website. It tells people what's going on, our events, and we have two main events a year, big ones that we plan. We do a Mardi Gras in February out at Full Compass. It's kind of a grown-up event. No, it's not kind of. It is a grown-up event, complete with all the things that go along with a grown-up event. And then we have a Father's Day pancake breakfast on a horse farm, which is really fun. And then there's a lot of other third-party events that we have during the year. Like, for instance, Corey here at Digman Fitness does an exercise play event in August where he encourages families and kids to all get out together and exercise together, because exercising is fun, and it shouldn't just be mom and dad running off to the gym and leaving the kids in front of their screens to do nothing, because it is a fun activity, and it is something that you can carry through the rest of your life if you get into it early enough, because it is it's great.
Yeah, that's awesome. I mean, one of my next questions was, what are some of the bigger annual events that you do? You kind of mentioned the Father's Day brunch,
yep,
and the other one,
the Mardi Gras.
Yep.
Right,
so,
right.
Talk about maybe some of the grants that you give out to some individuals,
yeah,
or
so on our website we have outside of the events we have how you can give to the foundation. You can come to our events, you can donate online, you can host a third-party fundraiser for us if you like. We do some dine to donates, for instance, at different restaurants, and we help get people in there and they give us a percentage of their take. We're actually doing a happy hour tomorrow night at Hotel Red in the Wise, and Hotel Red is actually donating the first drink for everybody. So you ought to come on down and be able to learn about Madison for Kids. We are going to be collecting backpack supplies for kids in need. We have probably given out $15,000 worth of backpack supplies to date, but we want to collect some more. We have two backpacks down there. One will be for supplies. The other will be for cash, obviously. Then we can go out and purchase things that people need. Also on our website, it'll tell you how to get a grant. So the whole process is on the website. The grant application is there. You fill it out, but you need to save it to your computer and then email it to us. We've had a little difficulty with people filling it out, and they think it just magically appears to us. It does not. You need to save a copy for your own benefit as well, and then email it to us. And our next grant cycle is going to end the 31st of August. So if there's anybody out there that is looking for some funding for a school group, maybe some back-to-school supplies, maybe entry to a sporting event or lessons. You know, we do scholarships for lessons. We've done it for Girls on the Run. We've done it for Try for Schools, mud runs, for kids to go to Aldo Leopold. There's lots of different things that we will fund. Our maximum grant is $1,000 right now so that we can give out lots and lots of grants. I've got 8 pages of grants in front of me here. We do smaller grants outside of cycle up to $250 for smaller things. For instance, the Oregon Youth Center wanted to send their kids to an outdoor pool this past summer. So they wrote a grant to us, and we're like, sure, that's a great healthy activity. And it was $212, and so we wrote that outside of cycle. Otherwise, it's the 4 times a year, and you know, we've given a lot out And we have more money to give. So we try to encourage people to, you know, look at our website. I mean, we've funded kids that class trips, you know, to D.C. or to the Dominican Republic and different places like that. You know, they want the whole class to go. Maybe there's a couple kids that can't go. We want to know who those kids are. Maybe they're embarrassed to write their own grant, but we want to know who they are. We encourage them to write because we'll help them. Mm-hmm. Another thing that we do is we only give one grant a year toward organizations. So if we were to donate $1,000 to a volleyball club, they can't get another grant for another year. However, if there are 15 kids that want to get in that volleyball club, they can write their own grant and we'll fund those because it's not the club, it's the kids. We encourage individual grants. Mm-hmm. We want all these kids to be able to be all that they want to be.
That's great. That makes sense. Now, so with the staff being unpaid, how do you guys balance that work and life kind of mix? And how much time does it kind of take out of your personal schedule? I mean, as part of who you are, too, I know it's fun to do a lot of these things because most of them are social. But
Yeah, I'm a little social, I guess. I am very fortunate that my boss from my real job, John Goldstein, totally embraces this charity. He lets me work on it whenever I want. I do have to do things that he asks me to as well, and I do. Hopefully he's happy. But I'm really fortunate that he does let me work on it. We have created a lot of synergy in the community, so we have a lot of volunteers and we have a lot of board members that are actively helping with the charity, which is really good. And so I do have time to go hiking and stuff every weekend because it's something I like to do.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. So with the kind of shifting gears into the event that we had this past weekend, the exercises play, what are some of your thoughts on even participating this year and joining in on it?
I thought it was an awesome event. It is a great event. It's grown every year since I've been here. Corey's whole family comes out, and they're just a great group of folks, and they're all just fit as can be. And it's just a really, really fun time. I mean, there's kids in here running around, and everybody kind of does it at their pace, which is really neat. There's nothing that's way too hard for the kids to do that maybe the parents are doing. Actually, sometimes the kids are maybe a little better than the parents at some of this stuff.
But, yeah, we've seen a little of that.
It's a fun time. It is not a 8,000 rep sort of workout. It's fun. And that's why exercise is play. And that's the whole focus of the event, is to letting people know that it is fun. Fit families are fun families and fun together.
Yeah, you know, it's always a fun challenge for me too to come up with something to have planned for a group like that to come in, because you want it organized, but at the same time you want it to be fun, because especially when they're early on, where they're not necessarily competitive. Because I think when I grew up, some of the kids that were more competitive stuck with sport, and then when they're in sport, obviously they're a little more fit. So we don't want to single out some of those kids that aren't in a sport. We're like, what do I do? I'm not good at this. I'm not even going to attempt it. Mm-hmm. So kind of relate maybe some of the exercises with a game. We had a card game, and mm-hmm. it was some counting involved, and we threw some straw man events in there, some flipping and carrying, and we pushed a sled. There was also a lot of different core exercises mm-hmm. into that. Having your son or daughter right next to you and is really cool.
No, it was really neat. Corey is extremely creative, and he's talking about carrying things or doing things. I mean, the grown-ups were out in the parking lot flipping over humongous tractor tires five times. Well, the kids were flipping over smaller tires,
but
just as into it as anybody else, And the competitiveness kind of comes in with the group activity a little bit, but you kind of are working at your own pace, which is really kind of cool. I mean, Corey is very creative with, having people go through stations and cycles and doing things, but then he mixes it up even more so. And it's like, okay, you have to draw a card, and that's how many reps you do. And so when people were drawing the Joker and they had to do 20, there was a little grumbling. Yeah. Or when somebody picked up the Ace, it's like, okay, we're done. It's kind of fun. But everybody's watching each other and making sure that, they're trying to keep up. And it moved along quite quickly. It was really great. And even an old gal like me, I was having a good time.
Yeah, no, it went from 9 to 11, and, the first half hour was just kind of people coming in, and then introductions. We introduce you guys. You talked about Madison for Kids. We introduced the sponsors, Lycon Inc., Renewed Life Chiropractic, Laridol Business Interiors, and Wintrust Mortgage and Interstate Blood and Plasma, which each of them donated $100. So it was cool to kind of announce them and let some of the individuals that were participating know about their business too. Kind of did a little bit different this year. I actually kind of did a little one or two sentence synopsis of what their business was, and that what people knew too.
Yeah, so that's really awesome. Creating those synergies in the community is awesome, and people like to hear their names, and they like to know that they're supporting a great cause. Mm-hmm. You know, plus they were working out, getting benefit that way as well. So it was all good.
Yeah, and it was really fun. I mean, yeah, everybody was putting in a good sweat, and an hour and a half went by really fast. I mean, we're out of here after cleaning up by 11, but you know, the exercise lasted at least until 10:30, 10:45.
Oh, it was definitely going. I my husband was tired out.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, it was good to see him back in. He's been in the group, the Boomers group that I have at 8:30 in the mornings for a few winters ago. But yeah, he enjoyed it.
He's all about working out and exercise, so he really does like this. And he's, you know, Corey's a strong man, and that kind of is exciting to my husband, somebody that can do that kind of thing. And I've seen some of the stuff Corey does. It's kind of amazing. You know, he's not flipping the tires. He's running around with them.
Yeah, no, that's fun. It's always good to connect with guys that, you know, with me growing up, obviously my parents were big advocates and role models to exercise and sport, and so were the older brothers. Some of my older brothers were old enough to be my, you know, my parents. Yeah. So it was kind of fun to watch, you know, and grow up around and use them as role models. And then anytime I get like your husband Dan, which is the same age as in between my oldest brother and my dad, where he had that same type of kind of background, it's really easy to relate and have fun with those people too.
Yeah, he's a total exercise nut. He always has been, football and lifting and stuff, and so it's always good for him to get back in. I just got to kind of pull the reins on him a little bit once in a while, because he tends to want to be a little over aggressive. I'm like, honey, we're not going to get hurt now.
Yeah, right. Yep. Yeah. That's cool. So, any other final notes on Madison for Kids? We can kind of wrap up and talk about where people can find you, social media, website again, madisonforkids.com.
Org. Yep. MadisonForKids.org. Come on down to Hotel Red Thursday night. I'll be down there. We're collecting backpack supplies. Watch our website. We do have events that come up all the time. Come out to Digman Fitness. This is a great place to work out. You know, bring your kids.
Yeah. And then social channels, Madison for Kids on Facebook, right?
We have
and
a Facebook
Instagram.
Page. Yes. We don't have Instagram right now. Like I said, I'm a little older here. I need someone to take over my social media
Snapchat.
Stuff. Yeah, right. Twitter. I don't tweet either, but I do have somebody that's talking about helping with some of that. So we'll get out there a little bit more. But yeah, I encourage people to look at our website, donate some money, donate your time. I'm always looking for volunteers. It's a Mardi Gras event. We're creating our community right now, and that is a fun event to work on, as well as the pancake breakfast at the horse farm. Great event. Yeah. We had 600 people at that event last year.
That's a lot of kind of collaboration.
It's a lot
right
of
there.
Pancakes.
Yeah, that's a lot of pancakes.
Yeah. And we cook them right there.
Chocolate chip pancakes?
Oh, we had chocolate chips. We got whipped cream. You got a topping table.
Mickey Mouse pancakes.
We did. We had
really?
A guy making Mickey Mouse pancakes. Yeah, we had these two ginormous wheels, and one of them was loaned to us by a guy in the Rotary, and he goes, you know, I know how to make them look like Mickey Mouse. And I said, well, then you should come. So he did. The guy volunteered, and he came. Mickey Mouse. It's this little machine, and he blop, 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 and the kids were loving it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Cool. Well, thanks again to Judy Miyagawa for discussing with me on how Madison for Kids is a great organization at keeping kids healthy for the future.
And thanks for keeping us healthy, Corey.